Unit 1, Lesson 8, Exercise 1B.
David stood with his arms crossed. He was a tall, middle-aged man, quite well built. He looked like an eagle with his long, hooked nose and thin lips. He had a small scar on his massive square chin, impressive cheekbones, a short, thick moustache, and he was wearing his long, dark hair in a ponytail. His blue jeans and a long black coat looked worn with age. His pale eyes were sad. He sighed heavily and went up to the window. Different feelings were attacking him. On the one hand, he was a bit confused. On the other hand, he was really furious. "What can I do? How can I iron out the wrinkles?" he asked himself.
When I saw the spiky pink fair hawk move quickly past my window, I knew my new neighbour was arriving home. I decided to get out to say hello. He raised his eyebrows when he saw me. Jack, that was his name, was a young man of a medium height in his early 20s. He was rather thin, with long arms and fingers like sausages. He had a freckled face with curious green eyes and fluffy eyelashes, a pointed nose, pierced ears and a mouth a little upturned at the corners. "Could you keep an eye on my house while I'm away on holiday next week?" he asked and smiled at me, showing his perfect white teeth. Now it was my turn to be surprised. "Sure," I answered and smiled back.
Clara dyed her hair purple because it made her feel like an artist. Sometimes she wore it in two plaits or in a bun, but now it was hanging loose down her narrow shoulders. Her long straight fringe covered her high forehead. She looked pretty with her small upturned nose, full lips and chubby cheeks. She looked like a pretty kid from middle school. But don't let that fool you. She had some power, and her big bright eyes said, "Do you know what I mean? Show some respect." Clara was biting her lips and her hands were trembling. She was really nervous. When she heard the knock of the door, she blushed.